This is Morgan Michael, welcoming you to Kindsight 101, the podcast, where you'll hear from world-renowned educational leaders about the mobilizing power of kindness, together by challenging our assumptions and venturing beyond the status quo in education. We can make a big impact, one small act at a time. Hi, it's Morgan Michael from Kindsight 101. I'm super excited about the next 10 weeks or so. I will be posting on my podcast every alternating week a very short reflection, meditation, or strategy that will be designed to elicit a sense of altruism in yourself or others around you, a sense of self-compassion, and to generally put into practice many of the strategies and the practices that we talk about in many of the interviews on Kindsight 101. My hope is that you can put these strategies and meditations into action and into practice in your own life, and that it can actually benefit your life in some way. So I hope you love today's episode, and I'd love to hear from you either through the reviews on iTunes, those mean so much to me, or even online on Twitter, social media, on Instagram, on Facebook, on LinkedIn. I'm everywhere, Morgan Michael, or Small Act, Big Impact. I'd like to try something a little bit different. Today is an exercise. It can be a writing exercise or simply a reflection exercise that is meant to connect you to yourself and to others and to foster a sense of kindness. And I found it on the Greater Good website, which is by the Berkeley, California University. And there's some really helpful exercises for reflection and meditation, but I thought I'd take you through one today. They're really short. So how we start? This practice will take about 10 minutes. And if you were to do it about once a week, I think it would give you a real sense of where you're coming from and how you're feeling. So here's how we start. If you want, you can use a journal and a pencil or a pen. You can do it on your computer. You can do it on your iPhone and write it in notes, or you can just reflect on it. Try to think of a time when you felt a strong bond with someone in your life. Choose a specific example of an experience that you had with this person where you felt especially close and connected to him or her or they. This could be a time that you had a meaningful conversation, gave or received support, experienced great loss or success together, or witnessed a historic moment together. Think about the way that you felt. Take a moment to really reflect on the sensations that you felt at the time. When I'm doing an exercise like this, I often like to go through my five senses and really tune into what was I seeing? What were the colors? Was there anything significant in my viewpoint that really brings about that memory? What were some of the sounds? Were there any significant smells? What about things that you could feel? Perhaps sensations on your skin, or the way that the wind blew through your hair, or holding someone's hand, or someone gently touching your shoulder in support. And finally, maybe there's a certain taste that's associated with the memory. Once you've thought of a specific example, spend a few moments writing about what happened. In particular, consider the ways in which this experience made you feel close and connected to the other person. Sometimes just simply reflecting on our past can bring about that sense of connection once again. And the thing is about our brain is that even if we are not currently experiencing an event or what will eventually become a memory, just reflecting on the past with a vivid reflection of the sensations that we had tricks our brain or makes our brain believe that we are living through it again. And there is something so powerful about that, especially if it's a positive moment of connection. I'd love to hear how this exercise was for you. I want to thank you for the wonderful reviews that you've left for this podcast on iTunes. Your reviews make a big difference in helping other educators find this show. If you think that I'm doing good work here and you'd like others to get inspired and join our 21-day kindness challenge and movement, I'd love it if you would take a minute, head over to iTunes and leave a review. Thank you so much. This has been another episode of Kindsight 101, the podcast. For links to resources mentioned in this episode, visit smallactbigimpact.com and click on our podcast and choose this episode number. Now, I'd love to give my audience a heads up about my new book, which will provide ideas, actionable strategies, and inquiry-based approaches to creating kinder classroom through serving the community. Subscribe to my blog for more information. Now, I would love to hear from you. What's the biggest insight that you gain from this conversation? Head over to our website, smallactbigimpact.com, leave a comment on our podcast page, or tag and connect with us on social media with the hashtag #SmallActBigImpact to share your inspiring story of kindness. Can't wait to hear from you.